Hello everybody, hello again. We are in lecture number 2 from our series and continue about Gilgulim, continue about reincarnation. And I hope either you're listening to me while you're watching the video or listen to me while you are listening to the audio. Maybe you're driving, maybe you're waiting in the airport, maybe you're about to get angry with someone. Remember, we are here for many, many lifetimes, and we were supposed to be changing ourselves every day. So I'm going to read now page 20, Gate of Reincarnation, quite important. All right? It says the idea of doing the cleanse, spiritual cleanse, of course. The idea is, why are we doing that cleanse? Because when a person commits a sin, the negative aspect is attached to their soul. Now, what is that tikkun? You call it tikkun, prinat tikkun, the Ari call it. What is that tikkun? Rotze lomar, you want to say, kiyum ha-mitzvot atluyot be'evre ha-nefesh. It say, if you want to correct your nefesh, you have to look at what is the mitzvot, what is the precept that has to do with the organs of the nefesh. Exciting. Now we know what to do. Let's find out what is that we need to do. Ubchinat pgam, and the damage that we do with the nefesh, hi asiyat averot shel mitzvot lo ta'aseh. We know there is 613 mitzvot. And I'm not here to mention all of them. It will take me a long time. But you can go on Google and find that. There is mitzvot you shouldn't be doing. Mitzvot mean precept, suggest. And there is mitzvot that you should be doing. The one that you shouldn't be doing has to do with your nefesh. So if you want to correct your nefesh, you got to look at the thing that you should be doing. For example, don't steal. Don't kill. Don't cheat with another person. Don't desire a woman of another man. All those things, or the other way around, yeah? All those things has to do with damaging of the nefesh, guys. שהוא נקרא תיקון נפש, אינו אליה על ידי קיום המצוות, אמנם העבירות פוגלים על נפש, ואינם מחסרות ניצוצותיה מלהיכנס. The sin that we do with the nefesh is blocking the whole spark of light from coming down into our being. Why? Because those averot mean crime, sin, you know, la'avor, to cross over. אבל יש בית חילוקים. And that's tough what I'm going to read now. If the person correcting the nefesh is good. If he doesn't correct the nefesh, then when the time of immortality will come, how is he going to be resurrected for the time of immortality? Because he doesn't have a body. Remember, the nefesh connects to the body. It's the blood. So only part that can be resurrected is the part that you correct. ולכן שמתגלגלת הנפש הזאת בגוף אחר, להשלים תיקונה. So when this nefesh is been reincarnated in another body to correct whatever it need to be corrected, the part of that nefesh that was correct with another body, I hope I'm not losing you, getting you confused, with the ruach and neshama, הם לזה הגוף הבד בזמן התחייה. באופן כאל גוף האחד, שום חלק ברוח ובנשמה. אבל חולק עם הבית במקצת הנפש, והיא החלקים אשר תיקן ממנה. It is a question that most people ask. When they talk about immortality, when they talk about resurrection of the dead, the Talmud, the Torah is telling us that resurrection of the dead is when the body, time, is to come back to life. Now, if we talk about reincarnation, we need to ask a very simple question. Which body will be resurrected? Which body? To say the body, if we talk about body, we have to do the nefesh. So, first the nefesh coming to, let's say, person A. He corrected a little bit, 20%. 80% he didn't. Then the nefesh has to go to another body. That person make it. Okay? He make it. Now, when I say that person, what do we call a person, right? I mean, that's another question. Wonder if there's a body and soul. That person, the last one, who corrected the nefesh, is the one who will be reincarnate. I'm sorry, it will be resurrect. And 20% of the joy, because that person was investing in, 20%, he will get benefit from this resurrected body. As much as he fixes. This is what the Ari bring from the Zohar, if you want to look at the Zohar. And it say, Saba de Mishpatim. And Chaye Sara, Zohar Chaye Sara. So the Ari said, the real joy is truly the ruach and neshama. ואחר כך בית התחייה חוזרים הנרן בגוף האחד, וזה הגוף הבית אינו זוכה אלא לנוצוץ של נפש האחרת שבאו עמו, זה הנוצץ הוא העיקרי בגוף הזה הבית, כי נפש הראשונה כבר נתקנה בגוף האחד כולה, בגלל שהוא יגיע לאחרים, כמו שהתבהר אצלנו על מאמר רב ששת. פיצי, eventually, everything will come to place. But there is a certain joy when you're earning it. When you're earning, getting resurrection. Now, what is resurrection exactly? And when is that going to happen? Resurrection means that you are coming into this life. You do what you need to do. And then the body earn to wake up from the grave and basically live forever. Now, the Talmud, the Zohar, different books of Kabbalah, different mystical books, write about when the time will be. But the truth of the matter is, if time is an illusion, and if time is not really exist, it's already happening now, in front of our eyes. But we can't see it. Why we can't see it? Because the body is no longer connect to the real reality. We disconnect. Once the nefesh is damaged, once the ruach is damaged, once the neshama is damaged, the body can no longer see the real reality. We see an illusion. So you say, the concept of resurrection of the dead will be for whoever corrected. Because what are you actually correcting? You are telling your body, don't do that. Remember, the nefesh has to do with only the thing that you shouldn't be doing. The nefesh has nothing to do with the thing you should be doing, which is also important, but it's mostly important for the ruach and the neshama. For example, when it say, do the Shabbat, shamor et Shabbat, that has to do with positive mitzvot, mean do it, positive mean to do it. Don't eat pig, that's the don't do. The don't do has to do with the body. It's nothing to do with the soul. The soul has only the to-do thing. So now, the nefesh is getting damaged. Every time you don't keep the non-doing, it's a problem. You are a slave to the body. If you're a slave to the body, then the body is controlling the soul. The soul lives forever. The body is not. So the body cannot be resurrected because the body won. And if the body won the soul, that means the person no longer can act like the soul. They act like the body. And the body has two sides, unfortunately. There is a human side and an animal side. What is an animal? Survivals, right? Making love to reproduce, to have more children, and eating food to survive. That's it. If that's all what the person think about, then what do you expect the body like that to be resurrected? It's not a punishment. There's nothing to hold it. The soul, the nefesh, which is the lower part of the soul, has to inject that thing in the body and make it alive and forever. It's a very important thing. Somebody came to me with a story that they went to Japan to eat a unique food. So, okay, what's the unique food? They said, well, they were sitting at a round table, and I don't know exactly the details. For me, it's upsetting. And it was a plate that they opened something, and it was a brain of a living monkey. Monkey that's still alive, and they're eating their brain. I never heard about something like that, but I'm still shocked. Because from a Jewish point of view, the Jewish people have 613 mitzvot, positive and negative. Whoever is not Jewish has 7 mitzvot. There's a specific mitzvot they have to do. One of the mitzvah that is for Jewish and non-Jewish, both, is lo le'chol ever min achay. You cannot eat organs from a living animal. People do that. What kind of joy is that? The monkey is screaming and the people eat it. Besides, the monkey is not kosher, right? So you want to tell me that that body, that eating brain of a monkey, need to be resurrected? That person cannot even control what he's doing. He has no free will. If the person has no free will, what's need to be resurrected exactly? Resurrection has to do with you. You choose the free will. You choose to do a certain thing. You don't choose to eat a monkey's brain while the animal is alive. The Torah is telling you what's the right thing to do for your soul, for your consciousness. They're telling you. You just have to follow. It's not a religion. It's a spiritual rules of how to operate yourself. The religion come and collect it into kind of a social environment, whatever it is, a church or synagogue. So now we are together in believing in God. But most people who go to synagogue and church have no idea why they're doing it. The real reason is to correct my soul, to correct my body, to correct a different level of the soul. And correcting means, as the Ari telling us, the first part is the nefesh. And to correct the nefesh, we must get into a place where we stop doing what we shouldn't be doing. And you gotta print that list of all the not doing mitzvot. You gotta follow those things. One of them I share with you, don't eat a part of an animal, kosher or not kosher. You cannot take a leg of a cow while keeping the cow alive. It's called ever min achai. Can do it. So the Ari continue, and he write, when people are asking why they don't get ruach or neshama, which is the highest level of the soul, those levels cannot get in until the nefesh is been corrected. Has to be corrected. And the idea to correct the nefesh has to do mostly with food, sex, and everything that has to do with the human organs that shouldn't be doing. And if I'm not focused on that, do not have expectation of correcting whatever I came here to do. Now, of course, many people asking me, and I promise that within this class we will answer everything that you guys want to know. They're asking me about heaven and hell. That's going to be about suffering. There is a reason. When you study spirituality, even now by listening to me, you need to know just by study, it cleans your negativity. So the study is not only for being more knowledgeable, it is more about cleaning the negative thing you did. So the idea, when people talk about hell, hell has 7 levels. Maybe in one point, if you want me, you just text me or email me. I can do a whole lecture about hell, what exactly happening there. So hell is a place that you go there to clean the part that you couldn't clean while you were alive. And sometimes the tikkun happen when the person go to hell. I know it sounds bad, but everybody has to go to hell, by the way, angels too. And then you get cleansed. What is hell? It's not a punishment, as many people think. Hell is very simple. It's just a place of cleansing of every negative that I was attached to. So if a person become addicted to certain things that is almost impossible to remove that, then when a person go to hell, the part there, the school there, is melting out the negative aspect that attached to him. Okay? So it's a very important. Now, so there is two ways. One way a person has to come as many lifetimes as he can. And another way is when a person go to hell to clean himself. Now, of course, there is a question that Dari asks. שיותר טובה הוא להיכנס לגנום למרק תכף לעבוניו. It seems it's a better deal to go to hell and finish with that already and not to come many lifetimes. So it say that because we're trusting that there is God in heaven and God can see if that wicked person will come back in the next lifetime and will be committing more crime. Because whatever you believe it or not, your soul remember what you did wrong. And that's why you, some people just born to the wrong area, just get attached to the wrong people. Because the soul is being damaged from another lifetime. So they come to correct it. And God see that you're about to do more negative than positive. So right away, when a person do positivity in his life or her life, God makes sure that they will not live longer and they right away go to hell to clean whatever they need to clean. And all the good thing that he did is waiting for him to be cleansed. So that's what they do with the wicked person. Tzaddik, meaning righteous, that has less negativity but more positivity, is suffering while he's alive, is basically cleanse the negativity that he did. And then all the good thing he did is there, and then he get rewarded for everything. So it's an amazing secret, and it's very motivational, I think, to at least for a lot of people I know, and for me as well. Every time you suffer, every time you go to a reincarnation, that pain that you go to coming back again, doing it again, overcoming it again, don't be sorry for that. Because that by itself is cleaning everything that you need to be cleansed so you can receive all those wonderful things that the Creator want to give you. So get excited. Get excited every time something is not working the way you want it to work. Because you know, now I know I'm getting cleansed. Now I know negativity being removed, so I can get all the positive, wonderful things that the Creator want to give me. Thank you for lecture number 2, and I see you soon in lecture number 3. Thank you.